哈利路亚，再次向我们在座诸位问安。
Hallelujah, once again, I give greetings to you all.
感谢主将第一天的灵恩会赏赐给我们。
Thank God that we have this first day of spiritual convocation.
愿主纪念大家的交托跟盼望。
May God remember everyone's hope and hope in Him.
这一节是加长的。
This is an extra session for me.
本来见证者不是小弟。
I wasn't supposed to testify.
但是既然有这样的请求，我当成是主的旨意啊。
And of course, since this is a request that was made, then it must be God's will.
所以来做小弟蒙恩的见证。
And so I'm going to testify.
其实我不是从小信主的。
I did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ since young.
我从小到大对宗教一点都不热衷。
I had no interest in religion when I was young.
到一直到二十七八岁之前，与其说我是个无神论者，不如说是个怀疑论者。
Before I was 27 or 28, I wasn't an atheist.
就是我不会去否认鬼神的存在。
I was sort of, you could say I was agnostic. I wouldn't reject the fact of the idea of devil or demons.
但是我怀疑，也认为这个跟我没有关系。
But I didn't think it had anything to do with me.
我是跟我太太是医学院毕业。
Both me and my wife graduated from medical school.
那后来呢，我们直接在台湾经营了一个蛮大的药局。
And we opened a pharmacy.
我们是药师啊，哈。
We're pharmacists.
我太太那边是台湾的客家人。
My wife is from 客家。
这个民族呢，对传统信仰很重视。
They care a lot. People from this area care a lot about traditional religions.
所以他们拜祖先。拜神拜佛。
And so they worship their ancestors. They worship Buddha.
可是我一直就是跟着拜，也没有特别追求。
I would worship along with her, but I didn't actually pursue it.
后来呢，我从小被我妈妈当成精英教育。
And since young, my mother taught me.
就是要培养成很厉害的人。
Oh, so my mom tried to raise me to be really great.
尤其在台湾那么竞争的社会里面。
Especially in Taiwan where it's really competitive.
我妈妈也是个女医师。
My mother was also a doctor.
她本来也期待我成为一个医师。
And she wanted me to be a doctor.
因为我真的非常不喜欢读书。
And because I really don't like studying.
所以这半推半就之下，只考上药学系。
And so after studying a lot, I got into pharmacy school.
他们希望我重考去考医学系，说我考烂了。
And they wanted me to retake the test so that I can go into medical school.
失常，我失常。
I failed.
可是我从小就很叛逆。
But I was always rebellious as a kid.
那因为我妈妈把我培养得太厉害了，所以我特别会叛逆。
And because my mom spent so much time trying to raise me up, I was even more rebellious.
我在讲的是我信主之前那一种不孝顺的态度。
And this is the kind of attitude and disobedience I had before I believed in Christ.
所以我的很多亲戚也是医师啊，在台湾。
And so I have a lot of relatives in Taiwan who are doctors.
他们都说你一定要重考。
And they kept telling me, you have to retake this test.
我说你们再说一次重考，我说离家出走，永远你们都找不到我。
And I told them, if you tell me to take this test again, I'm going to run away from home and never come back.
所以我就是这样一个人，所以后来就成了药师嘛。
And so in the end, I became a pharmacist.
那怎么会跟教会有关系呢？
And how did I come into contact with the church?
就是后来我爸爸生病了。
My dad became sick.
他得了血癌。
He had leukemia.
那时候我弟弟在加拿大的卡加利读书。
And my brother was studying in Calgary.
在那边，我的另外一个表弟是真耶稣教会的。
And I had a cousin who was a True Jesus Church member.
所以介绍我弟弟这份信仰。
And so he introduced to my brother our faith.
那在我爸爸住院接受治疗当中。
And while my father was going through therapy in the hospital.
我弟弟就把这份信仰告诉我妈妈。
And my brother told my mom of this faith.
然后就说是不是可以安排台湾的真耶稣教会也去做探访跟 代祷。
And asked if the True Jesus Church in Taiwan could go visit my father.
那在那样的状况之下，我的父母虽然也没有特别的信仰。
Although my parents didn't have any specific type of faith.
啊，也愿意接受。
They were willing to accept it.
可是，在我父母在接触教会当中。
But while my parents were being interactive with the church.
在我父亲愿意要接受洗礼之前，他离世了。
Right before my dad was willing to be able to be baptized, he passed away.
所以我们也没有办法理解这种事情。
We weren't able to understand why.
我的母亲后来就因此有一段时间不愿意来教会。
And because of this, for a period of time, my mother was unwilling to go to church.
那后来在我母亲身上有一件奇妙的事情。
But then in my mother's life, something very miraculous happened.
就是当我弟弟从加拿大回家奔丧的时候。
When my brother came back from Canada.
那我先说哈，我妈妈。开了一家诊所，离我开设的药局大概只有100公尺远。
Let me first explain. My mother has a store that's about 100 meters away from my pharmacy.
那我弟弟回来住在我妈妈那边。
My brother, when he came back, stayed at my mom's house.
我爸爸离世了，我妈妈当然很寂寞，很伤心。
And because my brother had passed away, of course she was really lonely.
在半夜泪流满面、夜不成眠的情况之下，就是没办法睡着了哈。
And she was unable to sleep, and she would cry all night.
她怎么听到？有非常好听诗班的唱诗的声音。
But in the middle of that, she heard a very beautiful sound of a choir.
她觉得特别的好听。
She thought it was very wonderful sounding.
她后来见证告诉我，她趴到门缝去听，因为她不好意思打开门，再去寻找哪里来的。
And she thought it was so wonderful, but she was afraid to find it, so she actually put her ears toward the crack in the door to hear it even more clearly.
他以为是我弟弟在楼上播教会赞美诗的 CD.
She thought it was my brother playing hymns on a CD.
结果隔一天就问我弟弟，我弟弟说他很早睡，根本没有播放任何音乐。
And then she asked my brother the next day, and my brother said that he slept early. He didn't play any music.
这样连续两三个晚上，他都听到了这样美妙的歌声。
And for two or three nights in a row, she heard these beautiful sounds.
所以他认定这是主耶稣在安慰他，召唤他回到教会来。
And she was able to understand that this was the Lord comforting her and asking her to go back to church.
所以因此后来呢？他就继续回到真耶稣教会嘉义教会那边。
And so afterwards, she started going back to True Jesus Church in 嘉义。
那慕道受洗。
She was true seeking and she got baptized.
我妈妈是我们家里面第一个受洗的。
And so my mother was the first person in our family to get baptized.
虽然这样子，我对我妈妈这一方面的事情完全是不关心的。
I didn't care about what was going on with my mom.
那后来呢？反正我妈妈开我的开她的诊所，我开我的药局。
And so my mom had her store, I had my pharmacy.
那你知道我妈妈刚信主，非常热心想要传福音。
And when my mom first came to believe, she was very zealous and wanted to preach.
所以她首要的目标当然不是我的弟弟，因为她在加拿大有接触到我们教会了。
And so her object of preaching, of course, was not going to be my brother, because my brother had already had interactions with the church.
所以就是这一个特别叛逆的大儿子。
And so her object was this very rebellious older son.
什么事情都要跟争吵，跟他作对。
And in everything, I would argue with her.
那因为我很骄傲。
And because I was very proud.
我当然，我那时候不会承认我自己骄傲，我要装作很谦虚啊。
And of course, I wouldn't say that I was proud. I would pretend to be very humble.
因为大家知道，在台湾一出来，你当药师很少直接开药局的。
You have to understand that there are very few people when they first come out to be a pharmacist in Taiwan open their own store.
都是到医院、诊所、药厂上班。
They all work in a pharmacy. They all work in a hospital.
累积一定的经验跟人脉之后才会开药局，免得失败啊，资金很多啊。
Only if once they have the experience and the personal relationships will they open their own pharmacy so they don't fail.
可是我一毕业不到23岁我就开始开药局了。
But when I graduated, I wasn't even 23 and I opened my own pharmacy.
因为我自认为我很聪明。
Because I thought it was really smart.
我不用去那些经历，我就可以成功。
I didn't need that kind of experience, and I would be really successful.
那事实上，我也成功了。
And I actually became successful.
我后来整个经营药局有十几年的时间。
And I was had that pharmacy for about a decade.
那里面有很多员工。
I had a lot of workers.
那个药局大概有至少三分之二的会堂这么大。
And my pharmacy was about two thirds of the size of the chapel.
那个在二十几年前，那在台湾那算是很先进的。
And 20 to 30 years ago in Taiwan, this was a really really good thing.
而且我不止规模越来越大，还我25岁就买了大概。 50万美金的房子。
Not only was I very successful, but when I was around 25 years old, I bought a $500,000 house.
你看这样很了不起吧？我自己认为很了不起啊。
Isn't this pretty incredible? I thought I was pretty incredible. I was only 25.
而且那时候我也不晓得为什么被找进台湾的药师工会里面。
I don't know why, but I was asked to go to a special Taiwanese medical club.
二十几年前的药师工会专门在跟医师工会打架的，你要晓得。
So the pharmacy association would often fight with the medical association.
因为那时候台湾正在推医药分业制度，有听过吗？医师跟药师要分开。
Because at the time in Taiwan, they were trying to promote separation of pharmacists and medical doctors.
不像美国这边，欧洲跟美国药师很受重视，台湾药师不受重视啊。
In the Western society, pharmacists are looked highly upon. In Taiwan, they're not.
所以专业不受重视，我们要抗争。常常到立法院去跟他们打架。
And because our profession was not really highly looked upon, we would have to argue with them and go into court to fight against them.
那我也不晓得我一个二十几岁出来的药师为什么被药师工会找到了。
And I don't know why me, a 20-some-year-old pharmacist was found by the Pharmacists Association in Taiwan.
他们可能觉得我很会打架。
They probably thought I was a good fighter.
而且确实啊，因为我从小被培养练武的。练习这些。
I was actually trained in martial arts even when I was a kid.
对啊，我柔道练了五年。
I studied it for 5 years.
然后大学剑道打了快五年。
I studied judo for 5 years and I studied another martial arts for 5 years.
还参加过大专杯。
And I even got a World Cup.
然后到社会上来练空手道练了好几年，还担任竞赛委员。
And I was able to compete in many, many competitions.
然后他们以为胖子人会喝酒啊。
And they thought that because I'm bigger, I can drink a lot of alcohol.
那除了打架，我在讲就是说，信耶稣之前，我是这副烂样子，你晓得啊。
I'm explaining to you what I was like before I believed in Christ. I drank a lot of alcohol.
所以工会理事长找我的这个年轻人去帮他挡酒啊，右一圈，左一圈，中间再一圈这样子啊。
And so they would, this pharmacy association asked me to be their main drinker.
所以我那些同事啊，工会里面的那些干部、理事、监事，就是这干部啦哦。
Oh, so all these staff from the Pharmacy Association.
他们都五十几岁，只有我一个二十三岁。
We're all in their 50s, and I was 23 years old.
我是全台湾最年轻的药师工会理事。
I was the youngest person on this Pharmacy Association.
然后来，反正呢，越当越资深，常务理事、常务监事，只差没有做理事。反正这个是随便的啊，不用翻译啦。所以我就自视甚高。
And so my status became higher and higher.
在你表面对你很客气、很谦卑。心里面就是想踏着你的肩膀往上爬，你晓得吧？
And in your presence I might seem very humble, but in my heart I wanted to step on you and climb higher.
所以像我这种人怎么会接触宗教呢？
So why would someone like this want religion?
对啊，都觉得这个，我虽然不觉得人定胜天，我觉得人一定会胜过上天的安排。
Although I didn't believe that I could overcome fate.
但是我相信凭着自己的努力总能够维持一点小小的生活跟局面吧。
But I thought that with my own effort, I should be able to make a living for myself.
而且那时候在社会上才30岁之前有很多社会上的 title 跟职位。
Because before I turned 30, there are a lot of titles that I could achieve.
好啦，那在这样的状况之下，我母亲想跟我们传福音，她怎么做呢？
And so in this type of situation, my mom wants to preach to us, and how should she do it?
我母亲看诊齁，还要利用无诊跟完诊之间休息的时间。
And so in times of rest,
她还亲自下厨煮晚餐每天哦。
She would go and make dinner every day.
然后打给我家人，我跟我太太、我女儿说，你们要过来吃晚餐。
And she would call me, my wife, and my daughter that you have to come over and eat dinner.
你看这样很不孝吧？应该是我们煮晚餐，请妈妈过来吃。
This is really disobedient because I'm the one who's supposed to be making dinner and asking my mom to come over.
我妈妈在工作，还要每天煮晚餐请我们过去吃。
But my mom was working and yet she still made dinner for all of us and invited us to come over.
这个不是阴谋，这是阳谋，就是很明显的计划。
This is her plan.
因为她为什么叫我们过去吃？
Why did she ask us to come over for dinner?
我叫你吃，你不能不过来吃。你们吃饭的时候我要做什么呢？
Because if when you come over for dinner, what am I going to do?
你们都有经验，都很内行，对不对？
You guys all
have this experience. 趁机做见证啊，讲教会的事情跟活动啊。
Take the opportunity to talk about church, testify, talk about church's events.
你知道吗？这种饭真的很难吃。
You know, it's really hard to eat dinner in this kind of situation.
每次我在那边吃饭呢，我妈妈就今天教会有什么活动？今天教会里面讲什么？
And because every time I was trying to eat dinner, my mom would say, church talked about this, and we have this event at church this week.
像我这么叛逆的人，
For me, who was really rebellious,
我就很生气。
I would get really angry.
现在想起来，就是里面有其他的灵在做工啊。
Now that I think about it, an evil spirit might have been working at the time.
我甚至威胁我妈妈说，如果你再讲任何教会跟见证，我永远就再也不过来吃饭了。
I even threatened my mom that if you talk about another testimony in church, I'm never going to come over for dinner again.
我妈妈不听啊，她跟我一样叛逆啊。
My mom didn't listen to me. She's just as rebellious as I am.
我跟我妈吵到最厉害，我常跟我妈说，我为什么？因为我跟你太像了。
And I would argue with my mom all the time. I would tell her it's because I'm so much like you.
所以有一次我气起来，我学过空手道、卡拉铁，你晓得吗？我砰，桌子变两半了。
So there was one time that I got so angry, I learned karate before, and I slammed my hand down on the table and broke it in half.
很不孝顺。
I was very rebellious.
当然后来信主之后，我妈妈告诉我，她常常为这样的事情在房间流眼泪。
After I believed in Christ, my mom told me that she would often shed tears over this.
她怎么叫我去教会，我就是不要。
No matter how much she told me to come to church, I just didn't want to go.
你们知道吗？我在这个世界上最看不起的其中人一种人叫做基督徒。
You know, the kind of person that I looked lightly upon the most were Christians.
我都觉得说以前我们追求宗教要靠自己嘛。
Because I felt like we need to rely on ourselves.
要得到嘛。
We need to obtain things on our own.
要修行嘛。
We need to, take, sort of, train ourselves.
结果我常常看到电视上那些基督徒啊，动不动就一直哭，一直哭，一直哭。
But then I would see Christians on TV crying for no reason.
我常常心里面骂说：“哭什么哭、哦？”
And I would shout at them in my heart and say, "Why are you crying?"
只有你可以哭啊，我们都没有什么好哭的啊。
You have so much to cry about. We don't have anything to cry about.
做人要坚强一点，要努力一点，不是吗
？As a human, we need to be stronger. We need to work harder.
我就看不起的就是这些信耶稣的。
And so I couldn't stand Christians.
而且你知道吗？如果让我选人生的目标，成为一个宗教人士。不在我的前500项项目里面。
And if you ask me what were my goals in life, being a Christian would not be in my top 500.
好了，一直到有一天。
And so one day.
我记得是，那一天大概三月底。
It was the end of March.
我太太突然告诉我说，哎，午休的睡午觉的时候人不太舒服。
My wife told me that while she was taking a nap, she didn't feel that well.
那就问她怎么不舒服呢
？And I asked her what's wrong.
她说手心都会发热，会微微冒汗。
She was sweating and her palms were warm.
那我一听就知道说她本来肝脏就不太好。
And I knew already that she didn't have a very good liver.
因为台湾有很多人啊，像我们这个年纪的，有带 B 肝跟 C 肝。
Because a lot of people in Taiwan my age have hepatitis B and C.
因为以前疫苗没有这么普遍。
Because in the past, the medical field was not that advanced.
那他那么年轻才28岁，我也是。
And at that time, we were very young, 28.
我们自己又是专业的医药人士。
And we were also pharmacists.
而且我妈妈的专治项目其中一个叫做肝病。
And my mother's specialty was hepatology.
那我们药局里面卖的都是最高贵的各国的药。
And in our pharmacy, we sold the most expensive, the highest quality.
比如说一个盒子才30个 capsule 的卖台币、哦、卖美金150以上、啊、
We would sell a bottle of capsules 30 capsules for $150
那所以我也不是很担心以前都会叫他说那你好好休息注重营养多吃一些保养品
And in the past I would tell her you should rest eat some more nutritional things
可是那个时候他告诉我突然有一种感动我没有叫他做这些事情
But she told me that at the time she had this sort of feeling, and I didn't tell her to do this.
我说那你要不要去检查一下
I asked her, do you want to go get checked out?
那我太太跟我不一样，她是很听话的。
My wife is very different from me. She listens, and she said yes.
我们去找我们自己认识的医检所跟医检师。
And so we went to go find a doctor we were familiar with.
然后因为我们有关系所以上午去院下午马上结果就会跟我们报告了。
And because we had a good relationship with this doctor, we went to see him in the morning and the afternoon we got our results.
我还记得那个医检师说他把资料 fax 过来。
And I remember clearly that they faxed over the results.
然后他说赖药师有一件事情我要问你。
And he asked me, Pharmacist Lai, I have something I need to ask you.
你太太最近有没有什么地方不太对劲
Is there something with your wife that doesn't feel right recently?
你知道我们专业敏感性这样一听就知道哪里不对了
And because I'm in this profession, I'm very sensitive to things and I understood something was wrong. And I said, what's wrong?
他说这次我特别帮你们做了一个新的项目
And he said, I tested a very specific thing.
因为在二三十年前的台湾 并没有做这个项目。
A very new thing. 20 or 30 years ago in Taiwan, they wouldn't test for this.
这个项目叫做 AFP, 听过吗？
And this test was called AFP. Have you heard of this?
Alpha fetal protein.
Alpha fetal protein.
这种东西哈，它跟干细胞分裂啊，不要讲这个了哈。它简单就是 liver tumor 的指数。
So it's a it's like the beginning of a liver tumor.
对，他说验出来正常的，我们正常人成人要20以下。
A normal person should have levels less than 20.
可是他验出来已经300多。
But my wife's levels came out over 300.
那当然不能只有血液学的检查。
And of course, it wasn't just this one test.
可是我一查数据，这个不得了。
But when I looked at the numbers, I was shocked.
这个在临床医学上，你即使没有做medical imaging 的检查
，even if you don't do medical imaging，
对你没有做影像方面，你只要这个数据高到400左右，几乎八成就可以确诊是肝脏恶性肿瘤，才会这样子。
If your levels are over 8 times normal, then you can be almost certain that you have liver cancer.
对 ，liver cancer. 所以你知道吗？圣经讲的对。
And so the Bible is true.
我这么多年来体验到圣经说多有知识就多有愁烦，还记得吗？
There's a verse that says the more knowledge you have, the more sorrow you have.
我发觉很多人没有医疗常识啊，我太羡慕他们了。
I was really jealous of those who didn't have any medical experience.
他们不知道什么叫做怕，也不知道什么叫做忧虑。
They don't know what is sorrow.
我们是看到一个数据就会想很多很多，所有的东西我们都想到了。
We see one number and we think about many different things.
所以当然会吓死啊。
Of course, I was scared.
不确定再带到我们熟识的医院找我们认识的医师。
And if we weren't sure, so we would bring it to our hospital and our doctor in a hospital we knew.
哦，这些超高解析度的超音波检查。
And after many tests, CT scans,
电脑断层
and a lot of MRIs,
什么都做了，发觉我太太的肝真的有两颗。
They realized that there were two tumors in my wife's liver.
一颗有 3.2 公分。
One was 3.2 centimeters.
一颗大概有 1.1 公分。
The other was 1.1 centimeters.
再搭配这其他检查。
And along with the other tests they did.
医师当然没有确诊，这个就是肝脏恶性肿瘤。
Of course, the doctor didn't say for certain that it was a cancerous tumor.
因为他说唯一确诊就是必须要做病理切片、组织切片或者直接手术才能确定。
Because the only way to be 100% certain that it was cancerous was to do a biopsy.
那我说那现在怎么办呢？
And I said, what should we do now?
他说那你观察每半个月来检查一次。
And she said, just wait and see and come back in half a year.
看他的变化，再决定治疗方式。
Half a month. And we'll see if anything changes and decide what kind of therapy to go through.
可是这样子，如果你遇到，你有什么感受？
But if you were to face this, what would your reaction be?
我的女儿才四岁。
My daughter was only 4.
在我人生的计划里面，从来没有规划到这一部分。
In my life's plan, I never planned for this to happen.
我才29岁。
I was only 29.
我人生这么顺利，我打算45岁的退休，我要环游世界。
My life had gone so smoothly. I was planning to retire at 45 and travel the world.
因为照我那种速度赚下去，我现在当传道，我都告诉你，真的赚很多啦。
Because now I'm a pastor, I can tell you I was making a lot of money.
原本怎么会25岁就买了50万美金的房子，对不对？
I was 25 years old. How could I have bought a $500,000 house?
你当初问我，我已经说还好啦。
If you asked me at the time, I would say I'm doing okay.
20几年前，我一个月就可以存收一个月20万台币以上，在台湾呢。
20 years ago, I could save up to 200,000 Taiwanese dollars.
我计划的都是未来要过什么样的生活，要怎么教育儿女，都是这些事情。
So everything I planned for was how was I going to live in the future? How was I going to teach my kids?
请问在座的年轻人，你有规划到你要生病或死亡的事吗？在五年之内。
Our youth here, have you ever thought about or planned for death in the next 5 years?
生命是在神的手中。
Life and death is in the hands of God.
不在于我们的规划跟努力当中。
It's nothing that we can plan for.
这对我来讲当然是很 shock.
And so, of course, I was shocked.
而且我震惊到又震惊又难过。
And I was not only shocked, but I was very sad.
因为越有知识越有愁烦嘛。
Because the more knowledge you have, more sorrow.
所以我去查很多资料，像我太太那一种，就算真的动手术，完全干净的切除了。
And I did a lot of research, even if she went through surgery and the tumor was cleanly cut out.
你知道癌症叫做不叫根治，叫做五年存活率吗？
You know, with cancer, they look at a 5-year survival rate.
五年存活率，像她那种状况，就算完全治疗到 OK 了， 五年存活率再复发也只有不到五成。
Sorry, five-year remission rate. So even if the entire cancer was taken out and therapy went well, there's only a 5% remission rate.
所以我当然非常的忧郁，非常的难过，甚至生气。
And so, of course, I was really sorrowful, really worried, and even angry.
我生气是因为，就算我是一个不信鬼神的人，
I was angry that even though I was someone who didn't believe in God,
我太太是一个很虔诚的佛道教徒。
My wife was a very devout Buddhist.
她比我好心。
She was more kind-hearted than me.
她从来不生气。
She never got angry.
她生活比我正常。
She lived a really normal life.
她营养比我均衡。
And she was ate really nutritious
food. 所以我从一开始娶她的时候，我都觉得早一天是会死的人是我。
And so when I married her, I thought I would be the one to die first.
她脾气这么好，这么乐观，过得这么正常，怎么会发生在她身上呢？
She lived such a normal, optimistic life. Why would this happen to her?
而且他对其他人比我更好，是真的一个善良的。
And she was really a good person. She was very kind to others.
他心中是有神的。
And in her heart there was God.
太不公平了。
It was too unfair.
那我的女儿怎么办？
And what would happen to my daughter?
假如没有了妈妈，
she wouldn't have a mom.
我一个男人要怎么照顾她？
Me as a man, how would I take care of her?
而且直到那个时候，我才发觉一件事。
And it was only at that time that I realized something.
我比我自己想象的更需要我妻子。
I needed my wife more than I thought I did.
我觉得这个家跟孩子需要的是妈妈，而不是我这个爸爸。
And I thought that this household and family needs a mom, not a dad.
我只会装作一个指挥者，事实上生活很多项目我都没有参与其中。
I'm only a conductor. I didn't really actually be involved in a lot of the things of the family.
我都在外面跑，都在追逐世界上的人所羡慕那些事情。
And I was in the world running around, pursuing after many things.
那个时候正我不知道怎么办的时候，
And at that point when I didn't know what to do,
我请求很多我医师朋友的专业医疗意见。
I asked a lot of my professional medical field friends for their opinions.
但是医疗的限制就是这样子而已。
But this is, they only know so much.
没有人可以给你确切的答案。
No one can give you an exact answer.
最后我不得已跑去找我妈妈。
And so, reluctantly, I went to go to my mom.
因为我妈妈的专业治疗项目之一叫做肝病。
Because my mom's specialty was hepatology.
我进去还很不孝顺的对她讲了一句话。
And when I went to go see her, I said something that was very disobedient.
我说，妈妈，我今天来找你，你知道你媳妇的状况，你给我专业医师的意见。
And I went up to her and I said, Mom, I came to see you today about my wife. I want your professional opinion.
为什么讲这？你不要再跟我讲什么教会跟耶稣了。
Don't tell me about Jesus or God.
那你的意见是什么？
So what is your professional opinion?
我妈妈实在太叛逆了。
And my mom is too rebellious.
她讲说，我告诉你啦，除了耶稣没有人能救你们啦。
And she said, I'm going to tell you, without God, no one else can save you.
所以当初我就很生气的甩门就离开诊所了。
And so I got really mad and I slammed the door and left the store.
那一直到我突然回到家里面不知道怎么办，坐在书房的时候，看到我后面有一本圣经。
And so I went home. I was sitting in my library, and I saw a Bible behind me.
因为我读的是台湾的国高中，是台湾的天主教学校。
When I grew up, I went to a Catholic school.
所以那个有个思高译本的圣经。
And so I had a Bible.
我买回来是表示我很博学，但是我从来没看过。
I bought it so that I would seem very scholarly, but I never read it.
那时候我就拿下来翻一翻。
And so I took it out and I read it.
突然翻到一句话。
And I read a phrase.
所以义人的祷告是大有功效的，我根本不晓得在那里翻到的，那时候。
Prayer of a righteous man is effective.
所以你们要互相认罪，彼此代求，使你们的病可以得医治。
So you must pray for one another so that your sicknesses may be healed.
我读到这一句，我感动。
When I read this verse, I was moved.
我就想说，哎，搞不好我妈妈那个教会里面也是信耶稣的，有一些义人。
Maybe within my mom's church there are some righteous people who believe in God.
我对人始终是抱持很怀疑的态度。
But I usually have a very skeptical heart.
所以我马上打电话过去给我妈妈。
So I immediately call my mom.
我说，妈妈，你可以帮我办一件事吗？
And I asked, Mom, can you take care of something for me?
你现在在教会里面。
You're in the church right now.
你可以拜托你们教会帮你的媳妇做祷告吗？
Can you ask members of your church to pray for your daughter-in-law?
然后接下来这两句话我真的有说。
And then the next two phrases I did say.
我说就是你了解我，我说妈妈不是你哦，因为你在我眼中也不是义人。
I said, Mom, I don't want you to pray for her because you're not a righteous person in my sight.
因为你信耶稣好像这半年了，我看你也常常发脾气乱讲话。
Because you believe in Christ for half a year and you still get really angry and you say bad things.
然后第二句我是说，我相信你们教会也不会全都是义人，但是至少有一些义人。
And the second thing I said was, I don't think everyone in your church is going to be righteous, but I'm sure there's a couple too.
祷告主耶稣听见了，我就有机会了。
And if God listens to the prayer of these few, then God might listen to them.
我妈妈听到她不在意这些，她很高兴，好，马上联络。
And my mom heard these things, she was really happy, and she said, okay, I'm going to go find someone.
过了五分钟之后，她打过来。
And after 5 minutes, she called me.
她来跟我说，我告诉你哦，现在教会很忙哎。
She told me, I'm going to tell you right now, church is so busy.
我说哦，我心里想说这干我什么事啊
？And then I thought, well, what does that have to do with me?
我说，本来不会来的，但是那个传道说要来访问你。
So she said, the pastor wasn't going to come before, but now he wants to come visit you.
我一听本来没有生气，听到传道要来，我很生气。
When I first heard it, I wasn't angry, and then when I heard the pastor was going to come, I got really angry.
妈妈，我不是请说帮忙祷告，你干嘛叫人来
？And I told her, Mom, I just said to pray for us. Why are you having someone come over?
因为我最讨厌这些基督徒啊。
Because I hate Christians.
因为我常常在台湾的电线杆看到天国近呐。
Because I often see the signs in Taiwan that says,
信耶稣不免得下地狱。
Heaven is near. Believe in Christ or go to hell.
我就是被这些标语害到，我真的很讨厌基督教。
And because I saw all these signs all the time, I really hated Christians.
因为我觉得这些标语都在恐吓我。
Because I felt like these signs were threatening.
什么叫做不信耶稣会下地狱？这是什么道理
？Why are you saying that if I don't believe in Christ, I'm going to go to hell?
所以我就虽然不认识基督徒，我就很讨厌基督徒。
So even though I didn't really know Christians, I hated them.
可是又是我开口的，人家要来啦。
But I was the one who opened my mouth first, and people were going to come.
所以我就好了，挂电话跟我太太说。
And so I said, okay, I hung up the phone. I told my wife.
说明天有一些不速之客。
That we're going to have some unwanted guests here tomorrow.
他们是教会的人，会来。帮你祷告。
And there are some church people who are going to come and pray for you.
我本来很生气，就算了，当作接待客人。
And at first I was really angry, and then I thought, forget it. Well, it's just be like having guests.
听他们说一说，泡茶给他们喝，拜拜，再见，永远不要再见面最好啊。
I'll make some tea for them. We'll talk a little bit, and then I'll say bye and never see them again, hopefully.
所以隔天嘉义教会的注目传道跟两位姐妹就来了。
So the next day, the pastor and two sisters came over.
可是让我比较惊讶的是，他们没有说任何恐吓我的话。
But what shocked me was they didn't say anything to threaten me.
他们甚至没有一直叫我到教会去。
And they didn't even ask me to go to church.
因为我这个人很刁钻。
Because I am a very specific type of person.
不好应付，然后就是第一次传道来，我就问了他两个问题，你们听听看哦。
And so when the pastor came the first time, I asked him two very specific questions.
我就说，哎，你们说信耶稣要接受洗礼。
And I said, you say that to believe in Christ, you have to be
baptized.
Then why do I have to go to your church? Why can't I just be in the bathroom and in the name of Jesus Christ do it myself?
好，第二个问题是，诶，我有翻到圣经里面有一个有少年财主的故事。
And my second question was, I read about a rich young ruler in the Bible.
耶稣要他把所有的财产捐出来，跟随他就有永生。
Jesus wanted him to sell everything he had and follow him and he would have eternal life.
我跟那一个注目传道就是现在台湾的总干事林彰伟传道了。
And this is Pastor Lin in Taiwan.
我就说，如果我把我所有的财产处理掉，捐给教会。
If I sell all my possessions and donate the money to church.
哦，没有50万，至少有60万。没有60万，也有50万美金呢、啊。
Maybe about $500,000.
那我想请教你，这样子我太太的病保证会好吗
？If I do this, will my wife's sickness be healed?
第二个，以后我儿女的教育经费要怎么来？
And then, how will my daughter have any money to go to school?
我记得那个传道只是微笑说啊，这个不是你想的这样子解释的。
And I remember the pastor said, "It's not what you think."
啊，那就跟我还跟他讲说，其实在我看来，你们这种传道。
And I even told him, "Pastors like you, in my sight."
我第一次见证说，在我的眼中都是神棍。
神棍，
神棍，你晓得吗？要不姐，靠。
Oh, okay. To me, you guys are all liars.
我说你们是不是都靠信徒奉献在过生活的
？Are you all relying on members' donations to go to make a living?
在我的心中，这个叫诈欺。
I felt like they were liars.
结果我现在成了这个神棍了。
And now I'm one of those liars.
反正我就很看不起这些人。
I really couldn't stand these kinds of people.
送走了就没事了吧。
And so they went home and it was fine.
没事，我每天晚上工作的时候心都不在那里。
And every night when I went to work, my heart wasn't in my work.
站也不是，站着也不是。
Even when I was standing.
坐着也不安稳。
And even when I was sitting.
晚上太阳下山要睡，睡不着。
When the sun went down, I couldn't fall asleep.
而且日一黑下来就会害怕。
And as soon as the darkness came, I was scared.
然后没有办法睡，真的累到睡着了，每天都有一个想法。
And I couldn't fall asleep, but I was always so tired, and I would have this thought.
想说如果明天不要再醒过来，不晓得有多好。
If tomorrow I don't wake up, how great would it be?
你们听得出来吗？有忧郁症的倾向啊。
Can you hear it? It seems like I had depression.
可是没有办法解决。
But I couldn't solve it.
看见太太就流眼泪，我就流眼泪。
Whenever I saw my wife, I would tear up.
我太太反而不流眼泪。
My wife doesn't cry.
然后那个时候看到台湾的一些伊拉克战争的新闻。
And when I would see the Iraqi news on Taiwanese news,
看到中东那边的新闻
and seeing news that happened in the Middle East,
看到那边伊斯兰教的孩子断手断脚躺在床上
and saw all those children in the Middle East with broken arms and legs.
我看了一分钟的新闻就关掉，我可以流眼泪流二十分钟，你知道很奇怪。
I would look at them and I would turn off the TV after a minute and I would cry for 20 minutes.
我看到这些人生病，看到这些人意外，我就可以哭哭半个小时。
If I saw these people who were sick and had terrible things happen to them, I could cry for a long time.
现在再回想那个。都是有圣灵的感动。
Now looking back, this was all the movement of the Holy Spirit.
可是我那个时候就开始想知道耶稣是谁。
And I wanted to know who was Jesus Christ.
因为我想说我太太拜传统的神明，拜佛、拜观音都没有用。
Because I thought my wife worshipped her ancestors, worshipped Buddha, but nothing helped.
她还念经念得很虔诚。
And she would read Buddhist texts very diligently.
所以既然她今天这样子，那些一定不是最棒的。
And so if that's the case, then those must not be the best thing.
那难道耶稣才是神吗？
Now then, is Jesus God then?
那如果我又再被耶稣骗一次呢？
But what if I'm lied to by Jesus?
可是每次我在翻前面那一本圣经的时候，
But every time I read that Bible,
我也从前面开始看创世纪第一章。
And I started reading from Genesis chapter 1.
不晓得为什么每次只要一看，看到第七天神安息了，我也睡着了。
I would read chapter 1 and then up to when God rested, then I would fall asleep too.
反正怎么看都看不下去。
Because I couldn't read it on.
于是我就不看啊。
So I stopped reading it.
我心里面都开始跟这个耶稣讲话。
And so in my heart, I started talking to this Jesus.
我每一次都是这样讲的。
And I always said the same thing.
我后来才知道这个叫做祷告。
And in the end, I realized this was a prayer.
可是我的祷告不是用，一开始不是用这种方式。
But when I first started praying, it wasn't the way we teach
prayer. 我都说耶稣啊，耶稣，请听我说。
I would say, Jesus, Jesus, please hear my prayer.
如果你真的是神，请你听我说。
If you really are God, please listen to what I have to say.
我就一天好几次都是用这样开始，然后就很多话一直跟他讲，一直跟他讲，好像讲都讲不完。
I would tell him in the same, start in the same exact way, and I have so many things to say to him.
可是他都不回应我。
But he never answered.
一直到有一天晚上，我吃完晚餐。
But until one night after dinner,
我觉得我没办法再工作。
I felt like I couldn't work anymore.
因为我又忧愁又害怕。
Because I was not only sad, I was scared.
于是我就问我那四岁多的女儿说：“你跟爸爸出去兜风好不好？”
And I asked my daughter to take a walk with me.
就骑着摩托车载她出去。
And so I took her on my motorcycle.
想说春天的风吹一吹会不会比较轻松？
And I thought that maybe if I have some breeze, I'll feel a little bit better.
可是，在骑车当中，我心里面还是一直跟耶稣在讲话。
But while I was riding my motorcycle, in my heart, I kept talking to Jesus.
所以我突然有个感动，问他说：“你为什么都不回应我？”
And then I had a movement, and I said to God, "How come you don't listen to me or reply?"
难道你不是神吗？
Are you not God?
还是我不配来相信你？
Or am I unworthy to believe in you?
后来我又想说不对啊。
And then I thought, that's not right.
我这样不礼貌。
I'm very rude.
诶，我们社会人士去拜访人家，要到人家家里面，要有礼貌，对不对？
If we go to someone's house, then we have to be very polite to them.
所以我在讲说，神也会用我们的无知来引导我们。
And then I thought that maybe God will use our ignorance to teach me.
我那时候突然在想，既然这样子，我有时间出来，我去耶稣他家访问他。
And then I thought, well, maybe I'm already out. I might as well go to God's house and visit him.
然后想说，耶稣的家在哪里呢？
So where is the house of Jesus?
对不对？那个庙里面有神明，寺里面有佛嘛。
In the temples, there are gods and Buddhas.
那耶稣应该就是住基督教的会堂里面。
So then Jesus must live in a Christian church.
所以我骑，哎，看见第一间基督教的会堂。
And so I rode my motorcycle and I saw the first Christian church.
整个门窗都锁起来，暗暗的。
And all the doors were locked up. It was dark.
没办法进去的，好，再继续骑。
And so I couldn't go in, so I kept riding my motorcycle.
然后看到第二家基督教的会堂。
And then I saw the second Christian church.
哎，里面有打开，但是里面好多人，我才不进去，里面有人。
And there were so many people inside, and I didn't want to go in because there were too many people.
然后 突然骑到第三家。
And then I went to the third church.
大概晚上到六点四十左右。
It was about 6:40.
我看见门窗全部打开，里面的灯全部打开。
I saw that the doors were open and the lights were on.
最吸引我的是里面完全都没有人。
And what was most attractive was that it was empty.
因为我现在不想找人，不想啰里吧嗦啊。
Because I didn't want to talk to people. I don't want to.
所以我常勉励教会的接待组说：“尽力就好，不是靠你呀。”
And that's why I encourage ushers just do your best. It's not about you.
然后我就想进去呀。
And so I went in.
这个时候我想说我穿着凉鞋不礼貌，我要回去换袜子跟皮鞋。
And actually I was wearing slippers at the time and I thought this is rude, I should go home and wear socks and shoes.
坐在我前面的女儿突然说，欸，爸爸阿嬷都是带我来这里玩的呢。
And then my daughter said, Daddy, Grandma always takes me to play here.
我想说随便啦，我也不在乎啦。
And then I thought, whatever, I don't care.
我是找耶稣的。
I'm gonna go find Jesus.
骑回家换好服装、袜子跟皮鞋。
And I went home, changed my clothes, put on some socks and leather shoes.
在骑到会堂那边，哦，里面还没有人，我就进去了。
And then I went to the church, and there's still no one there, so I went inside.
跟我女儿说，你在旁边玩，不要跑哈，爸爸进去跟耶稣拜访讲话。
And I told my daughter, you can stay here, don't run around, or you can play by yourself. I'm gonna go visit Jesus Christ.
结果我一进去就坐在最后一排最角落，就开始坐在那里低头闭眼，一直跟耶稣讲。
And then I sat in the very last row in the corner and I started closing my eye, bowing my head and speaking to Jesus.
讲好多好多话，我泪流满面。
And I had so many things to say to him and my tears started streaming down my face.
也不晓得时间过多久，怎么突然眼睛一睁开。
And I don't know how much time had passed when I opened my eyes.
哇，怎么我旁边也坐了一个人，右边也坐了一个人。
How come there's someone on my left and on my right?
然后我又想说我泪流满面，这样又是陌生人，不好意思跟他们打招呼。
And because I tears streaming down my face and these were strangers, I didn't.
那台湾那个座位很窄，我也不好意思这么胖站起来走出去。
I didn't want to say hi to him, and then the aisles are so narrow, and I was big, and I didn't want to get up and leave.
那突然这样在讲的时候，突然上面锵就敲钟了。
And then, as I was thinking of this, then a bell rang at the front.
就是我们晚上的聚会就开始了。
And then the service had started.
那我想我当老板哈，反正不回去也没关系，一堆人帮我赚钱嘛。
And I thought, well, I'm a boss, so if I don't go home and there's always someone or an employee to make money for me.
好，我就坐在那边继续听他们要做什么。
And so I sat there and wondered what they were going to do.
下面就开始聚会。
And they started having service.
啊，其实聚会在讲什么，我半句都没有听进去。
I didn't hear a single word they talked about in the service.
所以我常常跟领会人员说，哦，不要紧张，我们也没那么重要。
So I often tell speakers, don't be worried, we're not that important.
重要是什么？圣灵动工，大家知道吧？
What is most important? It's not the Holy Spirit moves.
因为我坐在那边，他在讲什么？我在心里面在跟耶稣讲话而已。
Because the entire time he was speaking, I was just speaking to Jesus myself.
我说这里不是你家吗？那，啊，你怎么不给我看一下？
Isn't this your house? How come you don't show yourself to me?
后来我降低标准。
And then I changed my motive.
我说既然你觉得我不够资格，我听说你的手下叫天使，派一只出来给我看一下，我都相信那你是神。
And then I said, well, if you don't think I'm worthy to see you, then I heard you have some messengers called angels. Why don't you show one to me?
结果我一直等天使也没出现。
And I kept waiting and no angel showed up.
我又降低标准。
And then I lowered my expectation even more.
我说那好吧，我听说你的手下身上都有羽毛，掉一根羽毛下来让我看见就好。
And
我就相信你是神。
And then I said, I heard that there are feathers all around you, so just let a feather come down.
不要笑啊，我一直眼睛在盯着天花板看有没有羽毛，我一个人看见的飘下来。
Don't laugh, I was really looking at the ceiling and staring at the ceiling for a feather to come down.
结果连一根羽毛都没有，上面又锵又结束了。
And there was not a single feather that came down, and the bell rang, and the service was over.
然后就开始站起来唱诗，我们不晓得他唱什么东西。
And then they started standing up and singing hymns, I don't know what
they sang. 然后突然就说要到前面来求圣灵祷告了，请到前面来。
And then they said, if you would like to come to the front to pray for the Holy Spirit, come to the front and pray.
我根本没有注意在听，但是我想说，要到前面去。
And I wasn't really listening, but I thought I need to go to the front.
搞不好耶稣是在这里。
Maybe Jesus is up in the front.
我在后面那边，他不重视我，我要到前面来拜托他。
If I'm in the back, he won't pay attention to me. I have to come to the front to pray to him.
主一直在利用我无知的心在引导我，我就跟出来了。
And so God kept using my ignorant heart to lead me.
我就跪到那个位置跪下去。
So I came to the front and I knelt down.
然后突然今天祷告的时候，大家都发出很奇怪的声音。
And while we started praying, everyone started making really, really weird noises.
我在想说，哎，这该不会是我妈妈讲过那种什么言的祷告吧？
And I thought this must be that kind of prayer that my mom was talking about.
我就想说，哎。这些应该都是义人。
So I thought these must all be righteous people.
如果他们每个人愿意花三秒钟帮我太太祷告，不知道有多好。
I don't know if they were able to spend 3 seconds to pray for my wife, how good it would be.
可是其实后来我才知道，他们早就在为我们家祷告了。
And little did I know that they had already been praying for my family.
我跪在那里，心里面我还记得只祷告三件事。
And I remember I prayed for 3 things.
第一件事情就是，主啊，那些伊斯兰教的儿童很可怜。
And the first was that those children in the Middle East are very pitiful.
你愿意的话，救他们，我代替他们下地狱好了。
If you're willing, please save them. I'll go to hell in place of them.
他们是儿童，他们是无辜的。
They're children. They're innocent.
第二个，台湾那时有一个很严重的疫病，我求神怜悯他们。
And second, that there was a really terrible disease in Taiwan at the time.
第三件事情，我求主耶稣说，拜托你救我太太，让我代替她，让我代替她得癌症，让我代替她死，因为女儿需要妈妈。
And the third thing I prayed for was to save my wife and let me replace her and have cancer because she.
我没有求什么圣灵，只是这三件事情一再重复两次到三次。
Because my daughter needs her, and so I continue to pray for these things repetitiously.
突然我觉得怎么我的舌头开始卷动，开始跳动。
And then suddenly I felt my tongue start to jump up and down.
站起来回去了。
And then I stood up and went home.
然后教会介绍。
I stood up to the back to the seat.
赖先生是第一次到我们教会来，他受圣灵了。
And they introduced me. I said, "This Mr. Lai came to church for the first time. Received the Holy Spirit."
大家拍拍手。
Everyone clapped their hands.
我想说，既然是拍拍手，应该不是什么坏东西吧。
And because they all clapped their hands, I thought it must not be a bad thing.
那一天晚上我回去。
That night I went home.
我就跟我太太讲。
And I told my wife.
说我今天到教会去，听说受圣灵。
I went to the church today and I heard I got the Holy Spirit.
我不知道这是什么东西。
I don't know what this is.
但是或许你也可以试试看，搞不好耶稣如果愿意的话，你可以得到一些恩典。
And I thought, well, I don't know what this is, but maybe you can give it a shot and Jesus might give you some blessings.
我太太是一个很少讲话的人。
My wife is a woman of few words.
她没有答应我回答我什么。
She didn't answer me.
但是又过了差不多三四天。
But after 3 or 4 days,
有一天午休的时候，她突然从前面的卧房跑到后面的书房来找我。
After her afternoon nap, she got up and went to the library.
她说：“倡议倡议，我好像受那个什么圣灵。
”And she said, Pastor Lai, I think I got that Holy Spirit that you were talking about.
我一开始说怎么可能
？And I said, how is that possible?
你又不知道怎么祷告。
You don't even know how to pray.
你从来没去过教会。
You never went to church.
我就说你告诉我怎么一回事。
And I asked her, tell me what happened.
她说，我跟佛祖跟观音前两天在商量。
Yeah, and she said, the past couple days I was discussing with Buddha.
我说我每天念经几百遍回，就是为你念几百遍。
And I read Buddhist texts for you multiple times a day.
你都没有让我有感应。
And you've never reacted.
而我先生说要向这个耶稣祷告，有什么灵的
？And now, she was discussing with Buddha, like you've never had any reaction towards me, even though I read your text so many times.
如果你们认为我不应该去，要告诉我。
And my husband has told me that there is a Jesus.
结果第一天也没感应。
And if this, you don't want me to go to this Jesus, then give me an answer.
第二天也没有感应。
And so the first and second day, she didn't receive any answers.
所以第三天就是，那你们的意思是说我可以去找耶稣喽？那我试试看。
And so after the third day, she thought, well, this probably means that I can go to Jesus. I'm going to give it a shot.
所以他没有告诉我一个人躲在房间，怕别人知道，所有的门窗全部锁起来，开冷气在里面开始跟耶稣讲话。
And so she didn't tell me or tell anyone. She would close and lock all the doors, turn on the AC and start talking to God.
因为她怕别人知道。
So I talked to Jesus because she was scared anyone would know.
然后她说，耶稣啊，你让我先生有感应。你也让我有感应好不好
？And she said to Jesus, "Well, you had let my husband have an experience. Let me have an experience too."
那突然在那秘密的房间里面，他觉得有一股热风突然吹了进来，停在他背后。
And in this cold room, she suddenly felt a warm wind blow across her.
正当他觉得奇怪的时候，他觉得那一股热风突然从背上灌进他的身体里面，他就开始身体震动，舌头卷起来了。
And she felt that warm wind go straight into her body, and her body started to shake, and her tongue started to jump.
他不确定这是什么，他跑来告诉我。
And she didn't know what it was, so she came and asked me.
我听得很高兴，但是我也不确定。
And I heard it, and I was really happy, but I wasn't sure either.
我说听说这个受什么灵的，要去让教会鉴定看看是不是真的啊。
And I heard that if you receive this kind of spirit, you need to go to the church and have them make sure you have it.
那天晚上我带她去教会，真的，她在家里面连教会都没来过，就受圣灵了。
And when I brought her to church, it was true. She had received the Holy Spirit at home, even though she'd never been to church before.
那又过两天，我妈妈打电话来。
And after 2 days, my mom called me.
她本来都煮晚餐的。
Usually she cooks dinner.
那天她突然告诉我说：“哎，今天我没有煮，你们不要过来了。”
And she said, told me, I didn't make dinner today. Don't come over.
我想说发什么脾气，我又没得罪她。
And I thought, why is she so angry? I didn't do anything wrong.
那为什么？因为我妈妈听见 儿子跟媳妇，儿子第一次去受圣灵，媳妇都没有去受圣灵，她很生气。
Because my mom heard that her son had gone to church for the first time and received the Holy Spirit. Her daughter-in-law didn't even go to church and receive the Holy Spirit. She was angry.
因为她受洗一年多了。努力求圣灵，怎么都没有圣灵？
Because she had been baptized for a year and she'd been praying for the Holy Spirit really hard and she hadn't received it yet.
所以那一天，她利用休整的时间，她不煮饭，要跪在地下室禁食祷告。
So instead of making dinner for us that night, she fasted and prayed for the Holy Spirit.
她跟耶稣生闷气，我一定要求到圣灵。
She was angry at the Lord Jesus and said, "I have to have the Holy Spirit."
感谢主，那天晚上她受圣灵。
And thank God that night she received the Holy Spirit.
就在这一个礼拜之内，我们一家都受圣灵。
In that one week, our entire family received the Holy Spirit.
可是我跟我太太还没有洗礼啊。
But me and my wife hadn't been baptized.
就是又这样子，又常常去检查，又经过差不多接近四个月，已经到八月底了。
And so after a lot of medical checkups, about 4 months later.
我刚才提到我第一次去教会有没有
？I already talked about how I went to church for the first time.
那一天我受洗礼完，台上宣布说，这是我们嘉义教会春季布道会最后一晚。
After I received the Holy Spirit, they announced that this was the last night of evangelical service in Jai Church.
我根本就不知道那是布道会啊。
I didn't even know it was evangelical service.
我才知道为什么那个时候整个教会会打开，里面完全没有人。
And it was at that point I knew why the entire churches were open.
因为平常教会不到七点多是不会把门打开，电灯不会打开的。
Because most churches they won't open their doors or the
那边特别早打开是为了等长青团契来练诗。
The reason why the doors were open at the time because they were waiting for choir to come and practice.
如果有人，我就绝对不进去。
If there were people inside, I wouldn't have gone in.
所以主耶稣知道。
God knows.
最后一个布道会，我不知道进去了就受圣灵了。
The last night of evangelical service, I went in and received the Holy Spirit.
经过了差不多四个月。
After 4 months.
其实，在我受圣灵之后，我跟主耶稣讲。
After I received the Holy Spirit, I told the Lord Jesus.
我说，既然你让我在这里接受了你的灵。
Since you have allowed me to receive your spirit here.
但是我不知道这一家教会到底是不是好的。
But I don't know if this church is good.
因为我没有接触基督教之前，我都知道教会有分很多很多种。
Because
我听都听得出来啊。
Because even though I had never been to a Christian church before, I knew there were many, many different churches.
所以我来，我要认真看这一本圣经。
And so I've come, but I'm going to read this Bible diligently.
然后我要每天来看台上讲的跟里面的一不一样。
I have to listen to what if the pulpit is saying the same thing as the Bible says.
只要有不一样的地方，我马上转身就离开。
As long as there's something that is not correct and in the Bible, I'm going to turn around and leave.
所以他们发觉这个赖先生每次来跟他打招呼，他从来都不回应的。
And so every time Mr. Lai came into the church,
我就低着头进去。
And he would never say hi to anyone. He would just bow his head and go in.
很不礼貌。
Very rude.
为什么？
Why?
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
我不想认识你们这些人。
Because I didn't want to know you people.
我怕跟你们有情感。
I was afraid to have a relationship with everyone.
我怕跟你们有关系。
I was afraid to have a
relationship. 那到时候要走我就很难走了。
Because if I did, then if I want to leave, then it's hard.
你们不是纯正的教会，我还跟你们这么五四三，五四三，你知道什么意思吧？说什么都没有用啊。
If you're not the true church and I have built a relationship for you that with you, then there's no point.
所以从此以后我在教会里面见到怪人我都很亲切。
And so from then on, anytime someone weird comes to the church, I'm really nice to them.
然后每次在训练教会接待组的时候，我都告诉他们不要紧张，你们不是最重要的。
And anytime I'm training ushers, I tell them, don't be scared, you're not the most important one here.
尽本分接待就好了。
Just do your best to usher.
有些人不想被接待有他的原因啊，因为我自己就是这样子啊。
Because there are some people who don't want to be attended to, and that's okay.
所以我是打算一开始就想离开真耶稣教会的。
Because I had already planned at the very beginning to leave the true Jesus Church.
我不确定这里有没有真理，这里是不是真的属耶稣的教会。
Because I didn't know this, the truth was really here, if it really was the true church.
结果我现在变成这个教会的传道了。
And now I'm a pastor for the church.
每天查考，每天查考。
I study the Bible every day.
这样子跟你们商量一下了，我下一节继续做见证好不好？
Is it okay if I continue my testimony?
本来要做那个灵恩会的，因为我发觉后面还一大部分。
Because I still have a lot to say.
这样可以吗？
Is that okay?
要不然我再讲下去耽误到你们休息了。
Because if I can keep talking and it will turn into the break.
可以的话，那我们请同心默祷。
So let's bow our heads and pray.